On page 23 in the chanting book, there is no self in the created or the uncreated. Does this statement conceal an asymmetry? Surely we investigate the created to separate from it, but can we investigate the uncreated? And if so, is it not to identify with it? Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. I have to come back to the Pali, because the in the chant, what is sabbe sankhara anicca sabbe dhamma anatta. So that's what's being translated, isn't that what's there? It's exactly it. How does it translate? The first line get translated into English?
All things are impermanent.
All conditions are impermanent. Okay. So that sankhara a condition is formulated so that one can, and of course all sankharas are anatta as well, but then also dhammas is a much broader term, because it's like phenomena, so that even nibbana is a dhamma, in a sense that it's a phenomena, it's a thing, so that all dhammas are, so both the all sankharas, all things which are conditions, and the unconditioned is also not self. One can't establish a sort of an I, me, and mine. I mean, not only in the sankharas, in the conditions, but in the unconditioned, in the uncreated, one can't say there is an I, me, and mine within this. So that's and it's more like, and we can investigate the uncreated in the sense that recognizing that there is a sphere where there is no suffering. There is such a thing as nibbana, and it's actually helpful to investigate it, to reflect on it, to consider it, in order to try to bring life to it, try to make it something that's actually tangible, possible, but we can't identify with it as this is I, me, mine. We can't create that kind of identity around it.